Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Cause your anger to all generations. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Thank you for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 232.
With Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck, the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Betty Martini. And Betty, of course, has dedicated her life to trying to stop the use of aspartame, which is a poison, which is breaks down into methanol, formaldehyde. Basically, it's in 14,000 products sold in America. Sydney, it's the Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi. It has deleterious effects. We find increasing incidence of cancer. We find increasing incidence of infertility. We find all sorts of disruption of the endocrine system, certainly increasing diabetes. And all of these things can be directly related, of course, to the use of NutraSweet or artificial sweetener called aspartame. And Betty's on the front line, one of the few people really who understands what this is about. The information is there. The scientific studies are there. You can get them on the Internet. You can read the writings by Dr. Roberts, by government officials who tried to come forward. And, of course, such powerful, powerful forces are aligned to conceal the trouble, the truth from the American people, as they and their families are being progressively poisoned by evil and wicked people. And it isn't all about profit, I really believe. There are people who know exactly what they're doing, but there are too many people in the world, and they have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer or just not reproduce, because this does affect both male and female reproduction. Betty Martini, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm delighted, Dr. Stan.
You go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, you know, every day I go to Google News to see the new articles on aspartame, and I'm delighted that I am seeing, I think, three new ones today on the reduction of diet drinks. Dr. Pepper said that their diet drinks were down 6.8%, and the people are finally getting the word of how serious they are. I would say 99% of the articles today will tell you how bad it is. There was one that came out today. Every once in a while, somebody writes an article that doesn't know what they're talking about, sort of makes it up as they go along. One on aspartame telling people it's okay in pregnancy. And as you know, last radio program, and we discussed, Dr. Walton is doing a study on birth defects. And this is one of the most hideous crimes ever committed by the FDA, that they made a deal with G.D. Searle not to allow the public to ever see the teratology studies, which we now have, and which show neurotube defects, which is autism, cleft palate, spina bifida, and many of the others. Dr. Else's, who...
Are those studies actually up on your website, these studies?
Yes, they're in the... Well, you see some banners, and one of them is the Bressler Report, and it was Jerome Bressler about 10 years ago when he retired, and I called, thanked him for being one of the honest people at the FDA, who told me about these studies and pleaded with me. He said, people are using this stuff and have no idea, and the FDA stripped away the worst studies, and they were the teratology studies. And finally, Dr. Madeline Price was able to get them for me because she worked with Dr. John Oney, and she said she had to go through thousands and thousands of studies.
And ladies and gentlemen, everything is being done to suppress the information. And with the full support of the people who control the media, who are poisoning your children, we'll be back in a moment.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You can have him on the show because he can tell you some of the most incredible stories.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan. No problem. Suddenly, everybody is talking about Dr. Monty. And Dr. Monty has actually written a book, While Science Sleeps, about certainly about the dangers of aspartame. And they blew up his home. Was he injured, or was anybody in his family injured when they blew up his home?
Well, he was very, very badly, but he did survive. And you see, before this time, he realized that with aspartame breaking down into poisons at 86 degrees, that he was a nutrition professor in Arizona. And, you know, you get in front of a 7-11, and the temperature gets up to 117 degrees, and they put out this diet pop, and then you've got formaldehyde cocktails. So he was trying to get it banned, And they have such power that when he asked for a meeting, that they sent all these lobbyists and they tried, and they did prevent the meeting. And finally, he just persisted and they granted it. And overnight, what they did was they took a bill that had already passed on toxic waste and took the guts out of it that nobody had to vote and deregulate artificial sweeteners and stopped Dr. Monty from getting it banned in Arizona by doing this. This is just some of the things that, you know, the manufacturers have done, and it is absolutely evil. I mean, all for profit to kill people. Pretty bad news.
And, of course, basically, when they blow up this guy's home, this professor's home, they silence people. These are not nice people at all, ladies and gentlemen. We're not only talking, certainly, about the fact that there's tremendous profits to be made, but you have to understand there really are evil people who believe that there are too many people in the world, and they want, certainly, to be able to add things to our food products that will decrease fertility, that will increase cancer, that will increase death, certainly will have all sorts of deleterious effects certainly on the human life. And basically, this product, aspartame, is in 14,000 products distributed across America and food products of all sorts. Now, are there any countries at all that actually ban aspartame? What about Europe?
Romania banned it in the early 1990s because it caused cancer. And this is interesting. You know, the molecule breaks down to something called diketocyprazine, which is a brain tumor agent, and it caused brain tumors in original studies. And that's why the FDA at that time, some of the good people there tried to have them indicted, because what they were doing was, as the rats developed these brain tumors, they would excise them, put the rats back in the study. When the rats died, they'd resurrect them on paper. But, of course, both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team, and statute of limitations expired.
In other words, basically, they were going to bring lawsuits, and instead of bringing the lawsuits, why the company that was producing aspartame hired the federal prosecutors to come to work for them at fabulous salaries, and that ended the lawsuits. Is that what happened?
That's what's happened. And so the FDA, knowing back then, they knew that was the old FDA. And they knew how deadly it was, so they set up first they had a task force, and it was Dr. Adrian Gross's that, you know, they couldn't consider responsible anything that came from G.D. Searle. And then they sued to get these statements by the FDA off the record. But, you know, they're on the Internet. I know that their own task force report is on Mark Gold's website, which is the Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is www.holisticmed.com/aspartame. But then after that, they set up a board of inquiry, and the board of inquiry revoked the petition for approval. They were doing everything humanly possible back then to prevent this poison from ever getting on the market. And so G.D. Searle hired Don Rumsfeld, and he says that I'll call in my markers and get it on the market anyway. He literally did not care. So Searle fired suit because when the Board of Inquiry, when the report was signed, they had 30 days for someone to object to it. And so the day after Reagan took office, then President Reagan owed Rumsfeld a favor, and so he knew it would take 30 days to get someone to the FDA to overrule this board of inquiry. So what he did was he wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to sign that revoked petition into law. And that was Jerry Goyen was the FDA commissioner, and I spoke to his wife, and his wife told me that she was there when someone on the transition team called at 3 in the morning and fired him. And so they could not sign their report. And then they got one of Rumsfeld's flunkies that worked with him at the Defense Department, Arthur Ho Hayes. Dr. Bowen said they had something on him. And so he got there 30 days later, and he did what he was supposed to do. He overruled that board of inquiry, and then there was nothing that could be done.
And then, of course, he left the FDA, and they gave him a job. What did he get, $1,000 a day for the next 10 years, something like that?
Yes. He went to work with the PR agency of the manufacturer. And in looking back at some of the old articles, they said he was never there but about 15 days.
And how much did he get paid?
Well, he got paid $1,000 a day.
$1,000 a day? That's pretty good for killing off hundreds of thousands of people and destroying the lives of hundreds of thousands of children. Well, because so many women drink this when they're pregnant because they think it'll keep them from getting fat. They'll drink the Diet Coke or the Diet Pepsi, thinking they're protecting themselves. And actually what they're doing is poisoning their children, which is why the incidence, certainly of autism and attention deficit disorders and all of these things, certainly neural tube disorders, has increased dramatically. And they know why this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. The scientific studies are there, and you can get them on the Internet, going to Betty's website or so many other websites. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with organized evil. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Betty Martini, who's been on the front lines of this battle, working hard for many years trying to get people to understand they're poisoning our children. They're destroying their lives. Even worse, they're destroying their minds. Go right ahead, Betty.
And Dr. Adrian Gross was, and Dr. Jacqueline Barrett, which were the toxicologists, and they all knew that it was poison. So just to let you know that they never stopped speaking out, Dr. Adrian Gross testified before Congress, and he said, this is to show you there is no safe dose of aspartame. He said, look, he said, aspartame caused brain tumors and brain cancer, and therefore you should not, the FDA should not have been able to set an allowable daily dose. And he said if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? And those were his famous last words. But it violated the Delaney Amendment because you can't put something on the market that causes cancer. And the interesting thing is that, you know, once the new people were in and the FDA was changed, then they would just call you, you know, you'd call them up, does aspartame cause cancer? They would say no. They sent Dr. Adrian Gross to work for the EPA because he wouldn't stop speaking out. And even in 1987, during congressional hearings about this, Dr. Barrett testified, and she says, you know, here it is, 1987, aspartame has been on the market since 1981, and it still hasn't been proven safe, and you couldn't do that. And to show you the power continued, Dr. Miranda Siffredi, of the famous Ramazzini Institute, did three studies showing it to be a multipotential carcinogen. And so when they did it, the European Food Safety Authority started giving them, excuses. Well, the rats had respiratory disease, and Dr. Siffredi said, of course they had respiratory disease. That's the dying process, and this study was, you know, until their death, and they were dying.
Oh, I'm going to interrupt you right there because we do have a caller. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. They're poisoning the children. We have Sandra calling from Yakima, Washington. Hi, Sandra. Question or comment?
Yes. Hello, Dr. Sten. I had a comment and a question. Just a quick comment. I had warned one of the ladies that go to my church about Splenda, and I told her to go up on the Internet and type in truth about Splenda. And so she didn't do that. She just talked to her daughter about it, and her daughter told her it was okay. So now she's using Splenda every day. But my question was, is stevia safe for diabetics to use?
Is what now? What's the product?
Stevia. Stevia or stevia?
What stevia, okay. What about, is stevia safe for diabetics?
Well, stevia helps in the metabolism of sugar. However, know this, is that you must read and see if anything else is, make sure that it's pure stevia, because in Brazil, they add, for instance, they add aspartame to it. So, but there is something that's perfect for diabetics, and that is the just like sugar.
Right. And that would be the one safe thing that you can get sent. It's just like sugar.
And it's made out of chicory, which has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics. It was actually made because I said there's
hold
nothing.
That thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back. Our telephone number is 1.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
and we'll give you a lot of information about
it. Hold that thought, Betty. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Betty Martini. Certainly, as far as I'm concerned, the world's leading expert. Ready to getting the truth out about aspartame and how they're poisoning our children and how they're poisoning our pregnant women. And they know exactly what they're doing. But, of course, they really are people at the highest levels of our government and working within the media are going right along with this genocidal program. Now, Betty, I want you to get out your website again and tell people how they can get in touch with you on email. And please repeat your email address twice.
Okay. The website is www.mpwhi.com. If you can't remember that or don't have a pencil, remember that it stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And I also want people to remember, if you have given birth after 1984, and it doesn't matter whether you used aspartame or how your children turned out, please fill out the form on the banner and send it to Dr. Walton at rwalton193@aol.com, because this is extremely important that people fill this out for a new study so we can do something about what the FDA has done. And my email address is bettym19@manspring.com. Betty M19 at mine, MINDSPRING.com. My telephone number is 770-242-2599.
One more time, the telephone number.
770-242-2599.
Okay, fine. Well, I tell if you would like to call or have a question for Betty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 64295, it's very difficult for people to believe that anything could be this evil, that they could actually be doing this sort of thing, but it is true. Now, we do carry the book, Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. That's written by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. We have a 4-CD set on aspartame. A 4-CD set, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the information. You need to be willing and able to discuss this. And you have to make a point of telling people that they suddenly are poisoning themselves. Well, we've got Charlie calling from Cincinnati, so let's go to Charlie here in just a moment. Hi, Charlie. How are we doing?
Yeah, hi, doctor. Doctor, how you doing?
We're doing fine. I'm glad you're listening to the station back there in Cincinnati. Go right ahead.
Excellent program again. I was wondering, Betty, are there disguise words on our labels in the supermarkets that refer to aspartame, but we the lay people don't know about it? Are there? If there
yes,
are, can
I,
you tell
I,
us?
Actually, I'm glad that you asked. You know, we got it all over the world about aspartame, and they changed the name to AminoSweet. And, of course, that's extremely deceptive because they wanted to get away from the methanol, and it is the methanol in it that sweetens it. But you've got AminoSweet, and you've got NutraSweet, and Equal, and in England it's called Canderel, E951, and so when things are imported, you might pick up toothpaste, and it will say on the toothpaste, E951, depend on where it comes from. I've lectured New Zealand, and it's just 951 there.
Well, don't sometimes they just call it artificial sweetener?
Sometimes natural flavors.
Natural flavors, right.
And that's why when I talked to somebody and was asked what products that they had aspartame in, they said the Mars bars. And I said, well, it's not on the label. And they said, well, it's under natural flavors.
And Dr. Roberts has a saying, you know, when in doubt, throw it out. If you've got a bunch of ingredients and you can't pronounce them and don't know what they are, don't use them. The safest way to do this is to go back to scratch.
And basically, Charlie, it's in all Wrigley's chewing gum. They know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning the children. They know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning the children. Anything else, Charlie?
The one sweeter the lady just mentioned, Splenda, what is that, a no-no? Should we avoid Splenda?
Oh, yes. They took the hydroxyls of Splenda, of sugar, and they exchanged them out for chlorine, and it's like drinking bleach.
Hold that thought. Its telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We got a question for Betty. Give us a call. We'll love to hear from you. We'll get you right on. Hang on there for just a moment, Charlie.
Is their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Actor.
Does that answer your question, Charlie?
Yes, very good.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. Of course, we have our Charlie's on the line. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Buddy was just saying that there was a study that was done recently where, of course, they said that aspartame was sweet. Was perfectly safe, but they had taken 82 peer-reviewed studies that showed the harm that it had done, and they simply threw out the studies. They just didn't include those 82 peer-reviewed studies from all over the world, and the only studies they used were those that were done by the drug companies, by the people who manufacture it, saying it is safe, and totally ignored 82 studies that showed how dangerous it was. Anything else you want to say, Charlie, before we let you go?
Let's see. I had a question I forgot. I'll probably think of it later.
Okay, well, you can always call back. Okay, well, okay. Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. How long have you been at this battle, Betty?
Well, I always said 20 years, but actually, as I look back now, I've probably been doing this probably 23 or 43 years today. And as you know, we did this because even though people have a responsibility to, you know, do some research on what they put in their mouth, they're absolutely lied to. And so they have no way of knowing, and they completely destroy families. I mean, look at, for instance, what men don't know. When they first got Viagra out, we used to get spammed with it. And I thought, if I get another advertisement for Viagra, because aspartame causes male sexual dysfunction, it just destroys marriages. I remember I went down to New Mexico to testify when they tried to get it out, and of course they had the lobbyists and the attorneys, but when I was on the plane, and of course since some planes have, they've had accidents with them, and we started a mission possible aviation, but besides the pilot that was trying to give out free booklets, and there was a bunch of men drinking Diet Coke, and you could automatically know that they simply had the problem because they didn't want them. And I was sitting next to a physician who said to me, well, just exactly what does aspartame cause? And even though I have a very soft southern voice, I said as loud as I could, male sexual dysfunction. And when the car came back, they were all drinking water. And when I came back from New Mexico, stewardess, I was at the front of the plane, asked me for, you know, a booklet for somebody in the back. I said, they hear me all the way back there. He says, no, that man came down to New Mexico with you. He says, that's the woman that almost brought down the plane. But everybody was asking for information once that was said. So they have no idea that people out there who want children don't know why they can't conceive, don't know why they're using it, that it causes infertility, it destroys their kids, causes autism, ruins their sex life. It also ruins female response, and it's a psycho drug, and they get bipolar and all these other problems. So
you can actually measure the drop in the male sperm count, and certainly women have certainly as a sexual dysfunction as well. They can actually measure the fall in the male in the sperm count, and yet because this has all been suppressed, they control the media, and because they control the media, they're able to suppress all of this information. It's all readily available. We have all sorts of books on this. They're available on the internet, and certainly. But I suggest our 4-CD set, aspartame, and then of course I suggest very strongly the book Excited Toxins, a Taste That Kills, by our good friend Russell Blaylock. Go right ahead, Betty.
You know, there is the medical text. Dr. Roberts has passed on, and you could still get them for resale, but that's the 1,000 page medical text. And
We used to sell that, but, you know, we just didn't sell that many. Most people aren't going to use it. I mean, that's for a researcher. It's a wonderful book. I was closer, as I remember, well over 1,000 pages of that.
Yes, it's one of the things about that book, I would tell people they would try to convince their doctor, and the doctors would get the information from the trade organizations that are funded by the manufacturer. And so they would know, and I would say, take the medical text in, because they have no idea that if they prescribe a drug, if you're an aspartame victim, let's say that you have seizures and they give you anti-seizure medication, it will interact with aspartame, and Dr. Roberts says in the medical text, even after you're off of it, and so it won't work. So that if you are having seizures and you don't know about aspartame and doctors are giving you medication, they can't help you. One person, Mission Possible, Paul Quinn Allen, the daughter had seizures for 18 years until they read one of my articles, got her off, and she never had any more seizures. But the medication didn't help. Sometimes doctors won't believe it. If you're a diabetic, you can go. Dr. Roberts was a diabetic specialist, and you can go to the chapter on diabetes. And if you've got the problem ADD, or and I know that you carry Sweet Remedy, the movie, and Sweet Misery, and where they actually went to the ADD people, and they said before aspartame was put on the market, they hardly ever used even the terms ADD and ADHD. And, of course, you know, they medicate the children instead of educate the children, and then they it's not going to work anyway. As Dr. Roberts said, aspartame interacts with all antidepressants. And the thing of it is that doctors just don't know. I know in the case of my doctors, I gave them all a medical text because they have no idea. And all the skullduggery and all the shenanigans are in that book. There are things that you just, that sound something like the Twilight Zone. For instance, when they were doing all these shenanigans originally, the FDA said, hey, we've had enough. They said, wait. We will go out and we'll get an independent company, which was a group of pathologists, and we'll pay them to look at these studies. And what they did is they paid them $500,000, but there was only one thing that they couldn't do. They could not comment on aspartame. Imagine being given $500,000. They could look but not say anything. And that was one of the things that G.D. Searle did. And all this stuff is in that medical text. And so Dr. Roberts, before his death, said, you know what, with all these more studies on cancer and all these other studies, he said, I need to add 200 more pages to it because it's a story that will go down in history, you know, of being, of actually mass poisoning the public, which is what Dr. Bowen told the FDA many, many years ago, and they sent out an agent, and they were mad that he wrote the letter and he gave them 29 more cases, and they didn't want to take them. And as you know, I went to Barcelona, and Dr. Alemany, who did the TROCO study that shows that it damages DNA and bombs living tissues, that it's going to kill 200 million people. It is the reason that everybody has to know, because even if you think you don't use it, you would be surprised how many people in your family do. For instance, my own brother, who was a Green Beret, the hospital called me. They said he was dying, and he was Agent Orange was bad enough, but then he got addicted to it, and he, no matter what, he couldn't get off. And I said, you're going to get an irregular heart rhythm. The next thing you're going to do is have a heart attack and then bypass surgery. And sure enough, he had all three. And Dr. Bowen happened to be in Oregon, and he went in there and took away his Diet Coke. And immediately, all the reactions he were having stopped. He's alive today only because Dr. Bowen happened to be in Oregon, and the hospital thought it was all a hoax. So people, even in your own family, because they get so highly addicted, and people need to know why, that you've got actually pre-methyl alcohol, which changes as soon as you swallow it. There's a methyl ester, just like in prohibition, that causes chronic methanol poisoning, affects the dopamine system of the brain, and causes the addiction. And people in your family can't get off of it. So it's not just people that are on it, but everybody should help. I've had doctors, all these experts, to write report after report on every subject, male sexual dysfunction, on what it does to the eyes, on MS, on how it precipitates or mimics lupus. Everything that is done is on the website, and I did the aspartame resource guide so that it could be, so that people could email it out all over the internet, because they won't remember all these things, to continue to help, because the only way we will ever get it off the market
is what's happening now. So many people, and we have operations in 43 countries, is that everybody has got to help. A few people can't do it. It takes a lot of people forwarding and warning, and the doctors have been wonderful by writing all these reports on everything that aspartame causes, so you can give it to your doctor and mail it to the family. And as you know, that the FDA called me, and even though I told them, I said, look, I lecture all over the world. People are sick and dying everywhere, just like it says in Dr. Monty's book about all the epidemics that have been caused by doing a study on the human race. And they said, well, so what? We have to depopulate. And it reminds me of Dr. Deagle.
Betty, I want you to repeat, what did the FDA, what did they say to you when you pointed out what was happening?
They said, so what? We have to depopulate.
We have to depopulate. And I think that's really what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't understand, there is a population control agenda. You need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda, population control, the covert agenda. And this is really part of population control.
And it's no secret. It's Agenda 21.
What?
It's Agenda 21. It's not even a secret. They've got the gall to write it out and tell people.
And go down and look at the Georgia Guidestones and look at this put up by a secret society. You'll see them there in Georgia. You can see the pictures on my website where they talk about eliminating 90% of the world's population, maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. Those are their words. Maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. We have over 7 billion people in the world today, and they want to get population down to less than 500 million, and they're in the process of doing it. Now, certainly, is the aspartame still in both Diet Coke and in Diet Pepsi?
Yes, but I was reading today on a new report about Diet Dr. Pepper that they were going to go to more natural sweeteners. The problem is that you don't know what they're going to use, and when they say things are natural, sometimes they're still poisonous depending on what they're using.
How can we find out what's going to be in the Diet Pepsi, Diet Pepper, so we can actually perhaps even advertise it for them?
Yes.
Do we know, how would we find out what's going to be in it?
Well, actually, you could call them and ask them what they are experimenting with, at the time. I tried to get the CEO of Coke to take it out by going to the stockholders meeting. Somebody gave me a proxy, and I held up Dr. Roberts' medical text and told him, you've known from the beginning that aspartame is a poison, and here's 1,000 pages of just some of the things that it's causing. And I'm sure one of the problems is the stockholders after that probably gave them a lot of problems, and there is a DVD of me doing that was made in the UK. You can go to my website under aspartame videos and you can see it. Manufacturer keeps taking it off. We keep putting it back on.
Okay, now basically, is it still in Wrigley's chewing gum?
Oh, yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was talking to Dr. Walton, because it doesn't mention on this form for birth defects if it has aspartame in it. And he said, Betty, he said, whether it says it or not, today aspartame is an all gum, bar none. And this is why I've asked the Just Like Sugar Company to make one. And they told me flatly that you can't even make safe gum on the kind of machine that they use with petroleum. And they're building their own machine. But that's what Dr. Walton said. Even if it's not on the label, he said, Betty, all gum has aspartame in it. You just got to give it up.
Well, it's a tragic situation, ladies and gentlemen. It's so hard for people to believe that anything could be this evil. But it really is. They know what they're doing. And they've even told Betty that this is about population control. Are you concerned out there in the listening audience, and are you going to help us get the information out? Go to my website, radioliberty.com, and look at the Georgia Guidestones. Get our talk on population control, the covert plan, and it's a DVD. Of course, you can actually get our 4-CD set on population control, or our 4-CD set on aspartame by calling 1-800-544-8927. You have our permission to copy any of the things that we have produced. We want you to get the information out. Go to Betty Martini's website. One more time, what's your website there, Betty?
www.mpwhi.com. And I know that you also have a lecture I did for you, and I can't get around all of the
countries. Basically, we have a lecture that Betty Martini did. You can get that simply by calling us as well. We've got Tim calling from New York. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question for Betty?
Yeah, real quick. Does your guest know if you can... Let me just turn on my radio here. I'm sorry. I didn't expect to get through so quick. The xylitol gums, do they have aspartame also?
What is that now?
Xylitol. Well, I have to tell you about that because Dr. Blaylock told us that they did a study at Duke and that it caused brain damage. So you need to know that. I suppose you can get I don't have that study, but I'm sure you can get it directly at Duke. And, you know, I mentioned
What is the product again?
Xylitol.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Tim?
Yeah, I'll have to go to the website for Duke there to find out, I guess. But
okay, fine. Well, basically, thanks. But help us get the word out. Tell everybody you can. Tell people not to drink Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi. Not to chew gum. Understand they're poisoning the children.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
we're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. God bless. Bye-bye, Betty. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye-bye, Dr. Smith.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy the conversation with Betty Martini. We actually have a DVD that Betty telling the story. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Just ask for the DVD with Betty. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set on this. We carry the DVDs, Sweet Mystery, Sweet Misery, and then there's another one. One's a Sweet Misery and the other Sweet Something or Other. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have certainly the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. So we carry the DVD with Betty. We have the 4-CD set. We have the book. We have the Sweet Misery and another DVD on this. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Get the information and help us to get it out. And then if you want to put it in its true perspective, you need to get my talk, Population Control, the Covert Plan. Population Control, the Covert Plan, and it's Population Control, the Secret Agenda. Population Control, the Secret Agenda. We have another one called Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. It covers very much the same material. But you need to understand that they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. We have a 4-CD set on population control. Why would anybody want to kill almost the people in the world? Well, that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, if you are out there and you're in a position to help, we hope that you'd want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain our network of stations. This program is heard probably on 10 or 11 stations every evening. And then, of course, it's heard on the internet. It's heard just certainly on the satellite, our afternoon programs. You can hear it by telephone and on shortwave as well. But it's an expensive proposition, so we do need your help. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Now, if you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, well, you'll be helping us, and you can certainly help us certainly by buying our books and DVDs and all of these things. And I can assure you all of the money simply goes to support my ministry. I take no salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. We both work at least a dozen hours a day. Usually I get up at 6 o'clock every morning, go to bed at 11:30 every evening. We do this full time, trying to get the word out, because we're talking about saving lives. So when you join the Radio Liberty family, you maintain our network of stations. And then, of course, you can certainly buy the health products that we offer, because these are things that will help you. And you can get like a list of the health products. But we strongly recommend certainly vitamin D3, magnesium, zinc and selenium. We carry iodorol because most people are deficient in iodine, and they cut back on the amount of iodine because they want to damage your health. It used to be an iodized salt, and they've taken a lot of out of iodized salt. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And if you need the health products, you can give us a call at 1-800-544 and ask for a list of the health products. You can look at our website at RadioLiberty.com, or if you'd like a free catalog, just give us a call and ask for a free catalog. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website, watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters. But then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our program and that you'll pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be brave. is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Warren Smith, who certainly has been in the New Age, and certainly has become an evangelical Christian. He's written a number of books, and we've interviewed him in the past. But we want you to hear about his latest book, Another Jesus Calling. Another Jesus Calling is an important book, which we will be carrying to make available if you'd like to get it. And basically, it is simply a critique of a book, well, two books. One was called God Calling that came out some years ago. And another one is called A Jesus Calling, written by a woman, ostensibly a Christian. But of course, she has sold at least 9 million copies of this book, and many much more, probably many more. More than that, certainly this book is being circulated in the Christian community. It's being used as a basis for Bible study. But unfortunately, they're talking about a different Jesus and a different Christianity. And unfortunately, millions of Americans are incapable of seeing this because nobody's telling them and warning them what's wrong with the book Jesus Calling. So Warren has written a book called Another Jesus Calling. Warren, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Stan.
You pick up the story from there.
Well, this book, Jesus Calling, is patterned after, as you said, the book God Calling. God Calling was a channeled New Age book that was channeled through two English women back in the 1930s. Sarah Young, the woman who has penned Jesus Calling, said that this book, God Calling, was a treasure to her and inspired her to write her book, Jesus Calling. This should immediately, you know, put out some red flags for anybody, because to be inspired by a channeled New Age book is not exactly the way that you want to do your communication and prayer life. But these messages that she's gotten have been arranged in the form of a devotional. And it's a 365-day, you know, yearly devotional. And these are messages. Each day is a message that she got from Jesus. And when one reads these messages, there are significant problems. We'll go over that. But I think, first of all, I just want to say that God Calling is a book that I had in my New Age library when I was a New Ager. I mean, that was a book that was commonly held by many of us that were in the New Age. But beyond that, the Encyclopedia of New Age Beliefs, published by Christian publisher Harvest House, written by John Ankerberg and John Weldon, in their chapter on channeling, they document very completely how God Calling is a channeled New Age book. So first question is, why is this woman writing a book, Jesus Calling? Title is almost the same as God Calling, inspired by a channeled New Age book. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. So we need to look carefully at what is being said, supposedly from Jesus, and to see if it matches up with the Bible, for one, and also just to use our, you know, come let us reason together, the Bible said. We need to look at not only Scripture, but just reasonably, do the things that this Jesus is saying, do they match up, you know, with common sense?
Well, we're told in the latter days there's going to be a great falling away, and certainly America is probably one of the staunchest Christian nations in the world today. And basically, is the Christianity in America under attack? Is it being subtly altered? It's so subtly that people really don't recognize it. And unless somebody really points out what's wrong, it sounds so good. I mean, after all, wouldn't you want to be able to communicate with our Lord Jesus Christ? How can you communicate with him directly? Well, contemplative prayer. At least that's what they want to convince you of. But unfortunately, contemplative prayer sometimes can open you up to demonic possession. Well, our guest is Warren Smith. You're really going to enjoy his book, Another Jesus Calling.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Father, accept through me.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Warren is talking about the original book, or the one that was for which the Jesus calling is patterned. The original book was called God Calling, and it was channeled to a couple of English women. And basically, of course, it is a New Age book. And basically, of course, they use a lot of Christian terminology, but basically, of course, the ideas in, if you understand them, are basically wrong. But most people don't understand them because it's presented in Christianese. It sounds like it's Christian. Basically, it is presented in a manner that professes to be representing Christianity, and it is subtly designed to take people away from Christianity, to get them to open their minds for demonic possession. And unfortunately, the demonic forces really are not imaginary. They're real, and they're infecting and certainly oppressing more and more Christians today. We're told that in the latter days, you know, wide is the gate, and many will pass that way, but that's not the way to Christianity. The way to Christianity is a very narrow gate, and basically there are going to be many people who will think that they're Christians and are not because they've embraced this foreign ideology. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah, you said it, Stan. They weave false teachings amidst Scripture. I had one man in Wisconsin who came up to me and he said, you know what threw me about Jesus calling is that there were scriptural references at the bottom of every page. And in the wilderness, when Jesus was tempted by the devil and Jesus was countering the temptations by saying, it is written, the devil noticed that and then came back with a scripture of his own, quoted from Psalms. So we can't, just because there's scriptures there, does not mean that it's biblical. It has to be totally in context. I think perhaps the most significant false teaching in God calling that's repeated in Jesus calling is the idea that you and I have talked about before, Stan, many times. The bottom line of the New Age movement is that God is in everyone and everything. And this is the oneness that the New Age wants and that they will try to use to recreate the future so that we don't have to have the future that's in the book of Revelation. We have a recreated future, or as New Age leader Barbara Marx Hubbard Christ said, there is an alternative to Armageddon. In God calling, this teaching, God in everyone, here's the quote from the Jesus of God calling. He says, "True it is, I wait in many a heart, but so few retire into that inner place of being to commune with me. Wherever the soul is, I am. Man has rarely understood this. I am actually at the center of every man's being." That's it right there. Close up your book. That's the bottom line of the New Age. If you really believe Galatians 5:9, that a little leaven leavens the whole lump, that's it right there. And that's the linchpin that New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh said that is the one most important teaching, God in everyone. In Jesus calling, the Jesus of Jesus calling says, "I am above all as well as in all." That's on page 199. That's exactly the same teaching. That's the bottom line of the New Age. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. A few other things we're just kind of going through God calling, because this was the inspiration to author Sarah Young of Jesus Calling. She was inspired by that book. She called it a treasure to me. And Jesus warned, and he said, you know, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And then right after that, he warned about a light that is dark, and he warned about serving two masters. But one of the things that is laid out in God calling are the sort of unbiblical, hyper-charismatic, New Agey, name it and claim it, health and wealth teaching. The Jesus of God calling says, "I who could command a universe, I await the command of my children. Command your Lord. Claim big, really big things now. Remember, nothing is too big. Claim my power. Think health, health comes. Be not afraid. Health and wealth are coming to you both," talking to the two listeners and their readers. These are the kinds of teachings that we find in the hyper-charismatic movement. They're not biblical. Another factor in the God Calling book that is repeated in the Jesus Calling book is that spiritual experience replaces God's word. In other words, there's an emphasis. Sarah Young in Jesus Calling said that she wanted more. "I yearned for more than just the Bible. Experience, a word from God trumping the word of God." And that's where Christian leaders are trying to take the church right now into, as you mentioned before, Stan, contemplative prayer, which is a bogus term. There's biblical meditation. You can find that in the Bible, where to meditate on God's statutes, his testimonies, his works. It's an active prayer. It's an active discipline. It is not passive. We're not sitting there being still, waiting for Jesus to just soak into us, as they talk about in Jesus Calling. This idea that contemplative prayer can be a way of receiving new truths and new revelation. This is the only way that they can try to superimpose teachings from God and Jesus over those of the Bible, if we get these new revelations, these new teachings. And that's what we've talked about this many times on the program. When I was involved in the New Age, I followed the Christ of A Course in Miracles, the New Age Christ of A Course in Miracles, the one that Oprah Winfrey has endorsed, the one that Marianne Williamson has made very famous through her book, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. The Jesus of A Course in Miracles, and I believe this when I was in the New Age, said the journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. A slain Christ has no meaning. Do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. These are new, unbiblical, heretical, blasphemous teachings that are coming supposedly from Christ. Sarah Young's Jesus are not making quite these extreme statements, but her book really, I believe, is a transitional book that's taking the church from the Bible into a new age where these new teachings, these supposed new truths, will manifest. So we have to be very careful when the Jesus of God calling says, "I am revealing so much to you. Each truth is a jewel. seek to find a heart home for each truth I have imparted to you, more truths will flow in. For you, my children, I will unlock the secret treasure hidden from so many. The idea here is that you have a, you know, that he wants, this false Christ wants you to believe you have a special place in his heart, and he's going to give you new truths and new revelations, things that can't be found in the Bible or couldn't be explained in the Bible. Sola Scriptura, the Bible stands. We have everything that we need to know in the Bible for reproof, for correction. Everything you need to know is right there. We do not need voices coming in the name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, God, or whatever, angels. This is the way that they operated in the New Age, and it's now coming into the church. The most dangerous thing that I think is presented or not presented in this book is that there is no warning to test the spirits. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." We are not hearing these warnings from Christian leaders. We're just being told, sit, recite Scripture, sometimes be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:10, and then wait to hear what Jesus would tell you. No warnings about testing the spirits.
And, of course, I think one of the significant things is they play down the Word of God. They play down the Bible. And what you really want is you don't want the Word from the Scriptures. You want God to talk to you, so you have to open up your mind. You have to put yourself into neutral. You have to have no thoughts at all. Go into yoga or trance. And then, of course, yeah, God will speak to you. Well, that's not the way that it really works, because what you're doing is really opening your mind up for demonic possession. And that's, unfortunately, I fear, what's happened to so many Christians today, who now their whole attitude is changed. Their outlook on God is changed. They think they have a relationship with him. But is it the God of the Bible that they have a relationship with? Or do they understand that there really are demonic forces out there intent upon possessing as many souls as they can? Go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, because in Jesus' calling, this quote-unquote Jesus says the following: "My main work is to clear out debris and clutter, making room for my spirit to take full possession. Sit quietly in my presence, letting my thoughts reprogram your thinking. Come to me with your defenses down, ready to be blessed and filled with my presence." Come to me with your defenses down. No, put on the full armor of God and stand fast against the wiles of the devil. That's what the Bible says. The Jesus of Jesus' calling says your relationship with me is meant to be vibrant and challenging as I invade more and more areas of your life. While you relax in my presence, I am molding your mind and cleansing your heart. And then just another one, I have taken up residence within you. Dr. Stan, if this is not the true Jesus Christ, these are very frightening and very scary statements for a Christian to let these things take place in their life. And they need to really pray. And if anybody out there is reading Jesus' Calling or knows people that is reading it, they need to pray if they're in doubt and say, "Lord, true Lord Jesus Christ, I do not want to be deceived. If I'm being deceived, please let me know." This is exactly what Johanna Michelson, the author of The Beautiful Side of Evil, a Christian woman who accepted the Lord in college, shortly thereafter, because she didn't really know her Bible, she ended up with an occult psychic surgeon in Mexico City doing blasphemous healings that looked good. People were getting healed, but they were taking on all that comes when you put yourself under the hands of an occult teacher, an occult psychic surgeon, like Hermanito, the one that Johanna was working with. Johanna's...
Before he passed away, but Christians of this era. And I think, because I know basically... about these spirits, he was eventually, Joanna is a personal friend of ours, and Joanna certainly came to realize that she had been totally misled by what she thought was a Christian teacher, and actually the teachings were coming from the dark side, from the other part of the spectrum. We'll be back here in just a moment with Warren Smith right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Left off in just a minute. We're going to bring all of our stations back on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Warren Smith, and we're simply talking about these false ideas that have infiltrated the church. And basically, of course, at one point, why Warren, who's our guest this evening, was part of the New Age movement. And basically, of course, one of the things they kept stressing is that the world was going to end with laughter. Everybody was going to be laughing at the end. And basically, what they're doing is misleading people, giving them all sorts of false promises. But the difficulty is we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and people don't understand there is an enemy out there. There is an enemy that certainly, if you put your or you let your guard down, they will come and possess you and mislead you into all sorts of heresies. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah, this book, Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, as we speak, it's the number one best-selling Christian book right now. It sold nearly 10 million copies, maybe more. It was the number five best-selling book on Amazon of all books last year. A pastor in Santa Rosa, California, recently warned his congregation about this book, Jesus Calling, and there were audible gasps in the congregation from women who were very attached to this book. There's a very strong presence that comes with this Jesus, and the question is, what presence is it? And from what I've read in the book, and I've documented, I've got 20 concerns about this book that I've carefully documented, and that's what we're going through right now. And I'm going to do another one here. The Jesus of Jesus' calling is a flatterer. It's interesting because the book of Daniel, the prophet Daniel warned about Antichrist, and he said that Antichrist will come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flattery. Listen to some of these things that are told to Sarah Young and her readers from this quote-unquote Jesus. When you trustingly whisper my name, my aching ears are soothed. As you listen to birds calling to one another, hear also my love call to you. When you walk through a day in trusting dependence on me, my aching heart is soothed. Feel your face tingle as you bask in my love light. I'm aching to hold you in my everlasting arms, to enfold you in my love. Speak to me in love tones. Some of these things aren't worthy of a off-color Hallmark card. I mean, this is not our Lord and Savior. The sheep know his voice, and this is not our Lord's voice. He does not flatter. He was always respectful, but he didn't flatter people unnecessarily or praise them excessively the way that Sarah Young's Jesus has done. When I was in the New Age, we got a lot of this, and it made us feel very important, very special, but, you know, in retrospect, it was part of the way that we got seduced. Another real serious concern is that there's a direct contradiction from Sarah Young's Jesus. He said that, very clearly he said, I am with you always. These were the last words I spoke before I ascended into heaven. However, this part of Matthew 28:16-20 was spoken on a mount in Galilee and were not his last words. His last words were in the book of Acts 1:6-9, and I'll just read them. And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. This is a direct contradiction of what the Jesus of Jesus' calling is saying by quoting from Matthew 28. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He cannot contradict himself. But Sarah Young's Jesus, who claims to be the real Jesus, does contradict the real Jesus Christ in its most serious way. So that's another thing to really consider. One of the things that troubled me was there's a fair amount of mockery in this book that's, I didn't think it was that subtle. For instance, he says, take time to rest by the wayside. Well, this is in the parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew 13:18-19, this is where the wayside is where the devil takes the word of God out of men's hearts. So for him to say, take time to rest by the wayside, to me is just flat out mockery. Another thing that he said is, be willing to go out on a limb with me if that's where I'm leading you. Dr. Stan, Out on a Limb was Shirley MacLaine's book, one of the most popular New Age books. I don't think the real Jesus Christ is going to be throwing a term like out on a limb just out there willy-nilly like that.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think it's so easy to be misled, ladies and gentlemen, especially when nobody is warning you. It, when you read something and it sounds like it's written by a Christian, and they use Christian terms, and they use Christian scriptures, but you have to be discerning, and unfortunately, why many people are not discerning today, and many people are being led away from the real Jesus Christ into a false religion, and we must pray for them. We must do everything we can to inform them and try to bring them back into the fold before it's too late.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Because other Christians are doing it, they think that it's right, but they haven't really examined it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. But basically, Sunday Warren is talking about the fact that Christians are giving this book away. According to Warren, they actually put out probably more than 10 million copies of this book, which is really, of course, leading people into a relationship with a false Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to be carrying the book, but before we go on, Warren, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your website and get your information?
Sure. The book, Another Jesus Calling, How False Christs Are Entering the Church Through Contemplative Prayer, is published by Lighthouse Trails. And I have a website on that Lighthouse Trails website, warrenbsmith.com, www.warrenbsmith.com.
And I think it's an important book, and we think that people should be reading it and warning others, because it is so, basically it is so seductive when ministers are advocating it, when suddenly they are producing or organizing suddenly study groups around this book. More and more people are taken in, and unless you stop and understand the New Age, understanding suddenly that this is preaching a false gospel and a false Jesus, why, we're going to lose an awful lot of souls. Go right ahead, William. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah. You know, just because in the Course of Miracles, the Christ of A Course of Miracles would use a lot of biblical terms, would throw in some theology that was correct. And there was a pastor, Harry Ironsides, at Moody Bible Church. He was there back from 1930 to 1948. He wrote an article that I would really recommend that people download if they just Google, "Is Exposing Error Worthwhile?" by Dr. Harry Ironside. He gives a very good explanation of why we should contend for the faith and why we need to look more closely at these things. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 5, it's a shame we have to talk about these things, but we must bring them to the light. There are too many people getting deceived. And in his article, Dr. Ironside said this, Error is like leaven, of which we read a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. Truth mixed with error is equivalent to all error, except that it's more innocent looking and therefore more dangerous. God hates such a mixture, calls for definite exposure and repudiation. To condone such is to be unfaithful to God and his word and treacherous to imperiled souls for whom Christ died. The Apostle Paul warned about people who talked out of both sides of their mouth. And David talked about in the Psalms, Psalm 12, about those with a double heart. James warned of those with a double mind. The Jesus of Jesus' calling talks out of both sides of his mouth. He'll say some things that are very true, then all of a sudden he'll come in with something like this about Abraham, the patriarch Abraham. Listen to this and tell me if you think that this sounds like the patriarch Abraham that you read about in the Bible. The Jesus of Jesus' calling says, "Remember the extreme measures I used with Abraham and Isaac. It took Isaac to the very point of death to free Abraham from sun worship, S-O-N worship. Both Abraham and Isaac suffered terribly because of the father's undisciplined emotions. I detest idolatry, even in the form of parental love." He's just labeled Abraham an idolater, a sun worshiper, and a man of undisciplined emotions who caused a lot of suffering for him and his son. That is not in Scripture. That's not the way he was regarded. This is extra-biblical, and it's simply not true. As a matter of fact, it's been troublesome enough, that I think that Thomas Nelson, the publisher, realized this, and they have cut and pasted many of the sentences in that particular devotion. I think it was August 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. And they have substituted now Joseph and Jacob. So it no longer, in a lot of their current copies, it no longer reads Abraham and Isaac. It talks about Jacob and Joseph. The thing that's even more troubling is that all references to the New Age book God Calling have been eliminated from a new version that's showing up in bookstores as we speak, with no explanation as to why they suddenly have taken away the book that inspired Terry Young to write Jesus Calling. Gone. Just eliminated. Can't find it. We are currently, Lighthouse Trails and myself are currently asking Thomas Nelson and Sarah Young for an explanation on why this was dropped when this was supposedly the inspiration and what she called a treasure to me. There's many other things that have been cleaned up, if you will, in the introduction where the word message, getting messages from Jesus, has been replaced by the word devotion. There are other things that are especially troubling. The mist that surrounded her when she was at Le Brie in France, when she had this experience, this spiritual experience with what she called Sweet Jesus. The mist that surrounded her is now gone from the new edition. There's just a very troubling number of additions, deletions, changes that have gone on. There are the same ISBN numbers on the books, even though they have different writings. It looks to me like a lot of manipulation is going on with some of the more controversial elements of her book. Somebody picking up a new copy with this new version in their bookstore today would have trouble with some of the footnotes that I have, because some of my footnotes relate to God Calling, and God Calling is no longer in this new book. So Christian publishers just don't seem to have a love of the truth anymore. They have a love of money, which we're warned about in the Bible, that the love of money is the root of all evil. So I think there's a combination of the devil seducing and deceiving in this book, and just crass Christian, so-called Christian commercialism that's not really addressing the hard issues. It's trying to kind of cover them up and represent them. And there's so many spinoff books, Dr. Stan. I think there must be like 30, 40, 50 different products all spinning off of this book, Jesus Calling. The most outrageous to me is Jesus Calling 365 Devotions for Kids. And it says Sarah Young, and underneath that it says adapted by Tama Fortner, and under that edited by Chris Bears. So we supposedly have Jesus talking to Sarah Young, and then Tina Fortner adapting whatever that was, and then edited by this Chris Bears. And some of the devotions or messages that have been reproduced in this book bear no resemblance to the original message or devotion that was in Jesus Calling. As a matter of fact, on January 6th, this is for kids now, Jesus talking, dare to dream my dream. This is Jesus to kids. Dream your biggest, most incredible dream, and then know that I am able to do far more than that, far more than you could ever ask or imagine. Allow me to fill your mind with my dreams for you. Dr. Stan, we talked about God's dream. Rick Warren calls his peace plan God's dream for you and the world. This is Robert Shuler. This is Norman Vincent Peale. This God's dream in the kids' version doesn't bear any resemblance to the January 6th devotion and Jesus calling. It's almost like Robert Shuler or Norman Vincent Peale jumped in and just popped that into the, you know, or this Tina Fortner who adapted her original thing. We're putting words in Jesus' mouth, and that is really, really dangerous. And I don't really understand why Christian leaders haven't spoken out about this, but it seems that 1 Corinthians 14:8 is the rule of the day. If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? I think one of the reasons, Dr. Stan, that Christian leadership as a whole has not addressed this book, and by the way, this book was first published in 2004. It's been out 10 years. It's doubled in sales almost every year, and it's now up to 10 million, and is continuing to be the number one book. So I think one of the main reasons that Christian leaders are not addressing this is because they're so in love with contemplative prayer. This book pushes and makes a case for contemplative prayer, but not a very good one, a very unbiblical one.
Can you explain to our listeners where contemplative prayer. Where that prayer actually differs from regular prayer.
Well, you know what? The fact that you got a little bit tongue-tied on that is because contemplative prayer is really, it's just bogus. It's a counterfeit for biblical meditation. There's a Be Still video that has Beth Moore and others on it and Richard Foster, and they're really pushing contemplative prayer. You recite a scripture and you wait to hear what God would tell you. It's formulaic, and it's a way to get extra biblical revelation from the spirit world. The question is, where are you getting it from? Who is it? Are you testing the spirits? In that Be Still video, Richard Foster says you can always tell the devil and you can always tell the voice of God. Well, that's not true. Satan comes as an angel of light. You might recall in my testimony that's in my book, The Light That Was Dark, I was seeing a psychic for the very first time. I was seeing a psychic to sort of accommodate a friend. And during that psychic reading, a whirling sensation came over my head. I didn't know what was going on. And then she turns to me without my saying anything to her, and she said, "Are you aware there's a ball of light over your head right now?" I mean, for Richard Foster to say you can always tell what's the devil and what's not is just not accurate. And it's very deceiving, and it gives people a sort of a sense of confidence going into contemplative prayer. So biblical meditation is what Christians are supposed to do. You take scripture, and you actively look at that scripture. You look at God's works. It's not a passive, be still, sit, relax, let the light soak into you, all the things that are brought up 365 times or more, the word presence is brought up in her book. And the question is, what presence is it?
I share your concern, and I really think that your message is so vitally important. And I'm hoping that people want to get your book. It's called Another Jesus Calling. You can get that by calling our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Another Jesus Calling. Go right ahead.
Stan, I think it's important for people to understand that this is much more than just some unbiblical teachings. What I noticed in this book is that many of the teachings that I had in the New Age are sort of introduced on a very elementary level. For instance, the Jesus of Jesus Calling says, when you make that quantum leap into eternity, you will find me awaiting you in heaven. Quantum physics is being used by the New Age to try to prove that God is in everyone and everything. Matthew Fox, Teilhard de Chardin, the father of the New Age movement, says that God is in every atom. If God is in every atom, then God is in everything. God is in everyone. We are all one. We don't need a savior. We save ourselves by going within. I do not believe that the real, true Jesus Christ is going to throw out a term like quantum leap. When you make that quantum leap into eternity, you'll find me waiting in heaven. That's what I call the quantum lie. I actually talk about that in another book, The Wonderful Deception. Another one that's just unbelievable, Barbara Marks Hubbard. You might just briefly tell your listeners, because you are very knowledgeable about Barbara Marks Hubbard. She channels Christ, and just tell them a little bit about Barbara Marks Hubbard.
Well, Barbara Marks Hubbard isn't a cult leader. In fact, she's probably one of the leading occult leaders in America today. And basically, she has been a consultant to the military. She has high friends in the highest places in our government. And she is basically writing extensively and talking extensively about this new world order that's coming. And basically, she wrote a book, and it's in the original manuscript of the book, which we have. Why she talks about how we're going to have to destroy a quarter of the population of the earth, a quarter of the population of the earth, isn't he, is made to be the leaders and to know God, and half are sort of neutral, but there's this one group, a quarter of the people, who are suddenly aligned, and of course she's talking about Christians, and she says they're going to have to be killed, they're going to have to be destroyed. But that is not your job, my dear, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. Those are her words. I have them. We are the riders of the pale horse death. Now, when she actually published this book, why the later editions deleted that part of it, the last thing they want for people to understand is they really do intend to kill off a large part of the population of our world. Barbara Marks Hubbard is one of the leaders of the world occult movement, pushing this occult philosophy today. Go right ahead.
And remember, Dr. Stan, that book was called what? The Book of Co-Creation.
Right, the Book of Co-Creation.
Okay, and she quoted her Christ saying, "Here we are now poised either on the brink of destruction greater than the world has ever seen, the destruction which will cripple planet Earth forever and release only a few to go on, or on the threshold of global co-creation wherein each person on Earth will be attracted to participate in his or her own evolution to godliness." New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh said after September 11th, he said, "Yet let me make something clear. The era of the single savior is over. What is needed now is joint action, combined effort, collective co-creation." And what does the Jesus of Jesus Calling say? "There is a very practical way of collaborating with me. I, the creator of the universe, have deigned to co-create with you." So there he's introducing Barbara Marks Hubbard, the false Christ of the New Age, the conditioning process that's going on by the Antichrist, talking about co-creation. We are not God. We do not co-create with God. God is the creator. This goes right along with the quantum leap. Barbara Marks Hubbard talks about the quantum transformation, the quantum instant. But one that's very, very curious is cocoon of light. In Hubbard's work, she says that her Christ told her to visualize a cocoon and then to place themselves in the cocoon and in his body of light. This Christ of the New Age says to Hubbard, "Create the cocoon of light, materialize my body of light in your mind's eye, visualize yourselves entering the cocoon and placing your body in my body of light, giving it permission to become a new body like mine. It's already pre-programmed to change." Sounding just like the New Age Christ, the Jesus of Jesus Calling told Sarah Young, "I am all around you like a cocoon of light." This is the overlapping of terms. This is the New Age permeating into the church. We warned, in my book back in 2002, False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Care? False Christ Coming. Now we have false Christ in the church, the ultimate identity theft, of course, being Antichrist, taking the place of the true Jesus Christ. But he's now doing this. And again, that doesn't mean that there aren't things that are true in Jesus' calling, but they're weaved together with all these false teachings. And all it takes is a little leaven to leaven the whole lump, and there's a lot of leaven in this book.
Yes, there certainly is, but certainly it's important people understand how readily good Christian people all across America have been misled. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, have you, in your studies of the occult, have you come upon the term alchemy?
Certainly, right.
Do you want to say anything
well,
about
basically, no. Alchemy basically is the belief traditionally that you could take base metal and convert it into gold. But of course, certainly what they're doing spiritually is they're taking their teaching and turn it into gold. And basically, they're alchemists because they can actually create certain truth out of false ideas. But go ahead.
Well, the Oxford Dictionary says explain the New Age occult underpinnings of alchemy itself. The art is distinguished from the pure science of chemistry by its mixture of mystical and magical elements with the technology. Alchemy in late antiquity was born of three streams: technology, theory, and occult religion. The term divine alchemy is brought up. Sarah Young's Jesus says, "I can glean joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity. Only a friend who is King of Kings could accomplish this divine alchemy." Another overlapping term.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you, of course, enjoyed Warren's book. We're going to carry that. There's so many wonderful books out there. It's hard to determine which ones we want to carry, but I think this message is so vitally important for you, and hopefully if you read it, why you'll be in touch with others and warn them, because of course everything is being laid out to draw as many people as possible away from our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to get a copy of Another Jesus Calling, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. An important book, important that you have the information and that you can help us get it out across America. And then, of course, as you know, in the last hour, well, we talked about the book, Sidney, Hunting Hitler by Sidney Dr. Jerome Corsley. We think this is a vitally important book. Hunting Hitler by Dr. Jerome Corsley. And then, of course, the story of the four CD set that we have, Operation Keelhaul. pardon me, Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip, which of course is a four CD set going into how we actually helped the Nazis come to the United States, and thousands of them, and then how we helped the Nazis, tens of thousands, probably 20,000 or 30,000, escape to South America following the Second World War. And you're not going to hear about this through regular channels, but people do not understand that the Second World War was phony. We helped the Germans all during that time. If you haven't heard my four CD set, The War Against the Jews, is my interview to John Loftus, who is actually a military researcher. He had the opportunity of going through the government files and found out certainly the Nazis or Nazi sympathizers had killed over 2 million Jews in Belarus. But I also found out so many other things about how certainly people here in the United States had funded the Nazis both before and during the war, how American corporations, American banks had actually provided the weapons for the Nazis before the war and during the war. American banks, headed certainly by Brown Brothers, Harriman, Lehman Brothers, were funding the Nazis both before and during the war. Standard Oil providing oil for the Nazi submarines. Other than were sinking the troop ships carrying Americans to Europe. An amazing 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. We carry John Loftus's book, which goes right along with his same story. It's called America's Nazi Secret. But if you're only going to get one, why don't you get Hunting Hitler? I think you need to understand Hunting Hitler. Adolf Hitler escaped to South America. We actually have an interview with the British reporter who went to South America and talked to the people who cared for Hitler, who knew Hitler before he died in 1965. And now, of course, Dr. Corsi has actually seen the National Archives, and he reproduces them in this book, Hunting Hitler. I think it's so vitally important that we begin getting the truth out, because if we can get people to begin to understand that most of what they believe is not true, they've been lied to for years by the people who control the media, and the media is rigidly controlled in the United States. I said, you need to get the information, you need to share it with others, you need to get them listening to our programs, certainly. And again, our website is radioliberty.com. People can go there. They can listen to many of our radio programs 4 hours a day. We archive, and they can listen to them live 24 hours a day. They can listen to them there. They'll be there for several weeks after we do the programs. We have a new site, information around the web. It's right at the top of our page, right below all the blue banners. Information around the net. So go there, get the information, get others to go to Radio Liberty, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders, our ministers, but if you're in a position, please pray for Radio Liberty, because quite frankly, we need your support so we can maintain our network of reporters, of stations throughout the world. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. From the mountains.